Live from the No Panic Zone, where I just disinfected my coffee and my bagel for my own protection. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, July 9, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, New Jersey becoming the first state to order residents to wear masks outdoors. I'm telling you, I would get busted in the Garden State. I'd get the beat down. Number two, the Supreme Court not making anyone happy these days, but maybe the biggest ruling is coming today as the Supremes decide whether or not the president's financial records dating back decades are free game or not. And number one, President Trump once again demanding schools must reopen this fall, and with all the data and science behind it, it's true, but he'll be in a fight all the way, just like he has been with hydroxychloroquine, even though there's, you know, scientific evidence and peer-reviewed studies saying it works. They don't care. If Trump says it's good, it's bad. If Trump says it's bad, it's good. It doesn't matter. Schools should be reopened, and we'll get to that in a moment. But first, the shock polls, if you missed it. Coming out, one from the UK, from The Express, saying that they have new numbers showing that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are tied at 47% apiece. But if the election were held today, the president would win with 309 electoral votes to 229 for Joe Biden because of the president's likelihood to win Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. In another surprising revelation, Professor Helmut Norpoth doubling down and saying Trump's going to win in November. He has been modeling primary modeling since 1912. And in those 27 elections, he's gotten it right 25 times. In fact, 9 months before the 2016 election, in February of 2016, he called Donald Trump the winner. He was right, and he's calling it now. We'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, speaking of Joe Biden, the Democrats' biggest fear right now is Joe Biden taking the debate stage. It should be. Joe Biden on the debate stage for 90 minutes with Donald Trump is the most dangerous thing that can possibly happen. You're going to see in the next few days, weeks, and months, every effort made to prevent these two from being on stage together. The Democrats and the Biden campaign are going to do everything in their power to prevent Donald Trump and Joe Biden from being on the stage together. Why? Joe Biden can't do it. He can't do it. Go back and watch any of the footage from the debates with the Democrats when there were six and eight people on the stage. Joe Biden would routinely stop. Oh, I'm out of time. Oh, I defer. And then he would sit there for several minutes fumbling around while other candidates down the stage would debate issues. He doesn't get that break in a one-on-one debate with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is fast on his feet and quick with the wit and quick with the jab. And Joe Biden, if he forgets one question, gets lost, fumbles through his notes, can't figure out where he is on the teleprompter, all the things you've seen recently, then Joe Biden is in real trouble. And is there anyone out there, anyone at all, that believes Joe Biden can make it through a 90-minute debate without a senior moment, a glaring gaffe? I don't. I don't think Democrats believe he can do it either unless they're just trying to delude themselves. And if Joe Biden has one bad senior moment, I mean, remember what happened to Governor Rick Perry. He forgot one important point on one answer. It was the end of his campaign. It was over. If Joe Biden is out there seen flailing around looking for an answer, lost, confused, talking in word salad, it's over. And they know it. Here's an example of an eloquent point made by Joe Biden. You know, just follow along. Here's an eloquent point by Joe Biden. Bite number four, if you will. Bite number four, New York. Go.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I proposed is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. on politics, like prevailing and look. Yes, I'm taking too much time, but you know,
taking too much time to say absolutely nothing, nothing at all. And if that doesn't frighten you, how about this? Bernie Sanders coming out and saying Joe Biden could be the most progressive president since FDR. Except FDR still had his wits about him. FDR still had his wits about him when he was fundamentally changing America into his own image. But listen to this. It's bite number 8 from Bernie Sanders. This should frighten you as well. Bite number 8. Go.
I was glad to work with the vice president in forming 6 separate task forces, which had some of the most knowledgeable people in the country coming together to deal with education and climate change and healthcare and the economy and criminal justice and immigration reform. And these folks, needless to say, people who represented the progressive movement had a different perspective on things than did Biden's people. But there was serious discussion and I think a real honest effort to come up with a compromise. And I think the compromise that they came up with, if implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR.
How does that make you feel? The most progressive president since FDR, more progressive than Barack Obama. Willing to follow the directions of people like Ilhan Omar, who want to dismantle, her words, not mine, dismantle the American financial system and the American political system. Demand of average citizens that work in energy to go get re-educated somewhere else because we're going to get rid of those jobs in the coal fields. And we'll get rid of natural gas. And we'll get rid of oil. Like AOC demands. We will dismantle and destroy police departments like Rashida Tlaib demands. If Joe Biden is elected, we will be beholden to all the far-left activist members of the Democrat Party, those that have hijacked the Democrat Party. That's who Joe Biden will be beholden to. And so will Nancy Pelosi. And so will Chuck Schumer. Beholden to those radical elements that believe it's okay to loot and burn and tear down statues. I mean, if you're upset about something, it's okay to destroy public property. No big deal. You go ahead and destroy public property. I mean, you're angry, so we understand. It's okay. The same people that would have you kick inmates out of jails and arrest people for not wearing masks. Same people. Let that sink in for a minute. Just let it ruminate for a minute or two. It's 14 after. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page. Go to SteveGruber.com for the latest in news and information. A news stream like no other. SteveGruber.com and YellowGrade.com. A great conglomerate. A great new resource for you to find news and grade it the way you want to grade it. 14 after. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone. building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.